Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father. All my life, you have been able. All my life, you have been so, so good. Yes. And Lord, with all that I am able, every breath, I will sing of the goodness of the Lord. And all my life, you have been faithful. And all my life, you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of the Lord. I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Yandere bo shandere bakata baba. Yere de ba sekere ria da 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 ka. Shonere do bo salana na makere ria. Yere de bo siala da ba shakari baso. All my life, you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of my God. I will sing of the goodness of my God. I will sing of the goodness of God. Praise you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Kiara da bushe ketende matuso koteba. The Lord says, is God that he will contend with that which contends with you. Hallelujah. Let me say that again. The Lord says that he will contend with that which contends with you. Let me say it a third time. The Lord says he will contend with that which contends with you. Praise the Lord. And you know that when God contends with anything, that thing has lost. Amen. Someone say, I'm on the winning side. Glory be to God. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. I'm on the winning side. Glory be to God. The word the Lord began to share with us this morning was captioned, live again. Hallelujah. Live again. That is not the place of existing. It is a place of living. One of the things we shared this morning was the fact that you can exist and not live. But when you are alive, it is because the risen God, the living God, is living his life through you. Amen? That is the place of the supernatural. One of the things that we must have settled in our spirit in this last of the last days is embedded in the word of Paul to us. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless, I live, yet not I. It is Christ that lives in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I live by the faith of God. The Bible says, the just shall live by faith. Praise God. Listen. You know, the Lord sets me up sometimes. He knows that I might not say some things, but then he drops it on me and says, okay, now this is the time I want you to say this. And I've said this before. But the Lord made a statement to me this evening, maybe about 2 or 3 hours ago, that he's made before, and I believe I've shared it here before. But this time, there was something, there was an extra to that statement. He said, the days are coming. And don't get scared by this word now. Don't get disturbed by this word. Because this is just for you to know as information and as a forewarning. But it is not meant for you in the negative, but in the positive. Amen? He said, the days are coming when the living shall envy the dead. The days are coming when the living will envy the dead because of the things that are coming into the world. Hallelujah. But what I'm sharing with you tonight is a powerful antidote. Because God does not call us to live by sight, but by what? Faith. You are not called to live by sight, what you see in the natural. Please, please, please hear the news. Understand what's happening in the news. But that news is not your portion. Hallelujah. They just live by faith. For one of the things the Lord told us as we stepped into this new year last September, in the midst of all the things he said, was that this was the year of separation. Do you remember that? Yeah. That there's going to be separation. One of the things I've learned from God through the years, and I keep on learning, is that God gives you just enough information for now, and then he adds a little bit more, and then he adds a little bit more, and then he adds a little bit more. I remember when he said to us, he said, this virus, that is nothing. Remember that? That there's another one coming. There's another thing coming. And he said, when you start seeing the buildings burning, you're going to start burning buildings. You remember him saying that? That was maybe in January. The prophetic word prepares us, but this is just a precursor. This is not it. There's all kinds of noise happening in the world, but this is not it. But this, whatever it is that's happening in the world, it's not meant to scare you. Don't allow your heart to be disturbed by any of it, because God is raising up a people who, by the supernatural authority of his word, will live, not just exist, live through whatever the enemy throws, because none of it is going to land on you. Are you hearing? Listen, God is taking you to a realm where you do business in another realm, and you think you are still doing business in this realm. What am I saying to you? There is no unemployment in God. Amen. There is no unemployment in God. There is no unemployment designed for you. There is no failure in business designed for you. You are a chosen vessel of the living God, and God is catapulting you past every limitation that the enemy has in place, because it is not meant for you. Shut the doors. Lock it all up. And the man of God goes through. That's phase one. It goes through. Phase two is the iron gates swing open on their own accord. We couldn't keep him before. I don't want him to go through me. Let me get out of the way. There is an anointing being released tonight into your life that will cause you to experience breakthroughs without struggle. I told you to come tonight, did I not? How many times did I say this morning? Four times, at least. And you are sitting at home watching. I'm not talking to you, those of you who are in Toronto or wherever it is that you are. I'm talking about those that are here in Winnipeg, and you are sitting at home. The Lord says, don't miss the day of your visitation. If you have no real, absolute, wonderful, amazing reason for not being here, I'm not going to say that. Because saying it is going to finalize that. So I'm not going to say that. But if you're meant to be here, I want you right now, drop on your knees, lift up your hands to the Lord, and say, Father, I repent. Forgive me. Forgive me right now for not listening to the instruction. And by mercy, deliver me and grant me grace to receive what you have for me right where I am right now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. Whatever the enemy thinks he has killed in your life that God has ordained for you, today it is going to have life. God is going to quicken by the resurrection power of the living God. He's going to quicken it and bring about a turnaround. Receive it. Hallelujah. Receive it. Whoever thought that you were not going to make it, they are the ones that are not going to make it. Praise God. Because God is granting you supernatural speed. I heard a story that I would have doubted, but I've experienced God enough to understand that I must not doubt wonders in God. There was a young military young man I read about that was being harassed by his sergeant. Harassed him because this young man believed in God. Kept on harassing him, tormenting this young man, but the young man just stayed true to his faith and his belief in God. He said he believed God could do anything, and that God is his keeper and God is his provider. And this particular day, the sergeant came, started harassing him again, and said, "You don't drive, right?" He said, "No, I don't have to drive." He said, "Well, if your God is so big and so capable, go drive my Jeep and park it right there." So the young man grabs the key, gets into the car, prays and says, "God, show yourself strong on my behalf." Starts the car and drives, and packs that vehicle perfectly. Comes out of the car, sergeant and all of the other soldiers were on their faces and on their knees. Said, "We want to know your God. We want to know your God." "What's wrong?" And they took him back to the Jeep, opened the hood. There is no motor, no engine. Hallelujah. No engine. He had driven a Jeep and parked it that had no engine in it. What can you do about that kind of a God? This kind God, oh, I never see your type, oh. This kind God, oh, blessed be your holy name. That's the God I'm talking about. It does not make sense in the natural, but the supernatural is natural to him. And those who will connect with him will experience the supernatural. I read that story many years ago, and I read it again recently. I said, "Wow, this is amazing." Because God does not need any of that. God does not need any of that. Did God put an engine in there? No. I don't know how he did it. Maybe he just sent some angels. Let's just carry it quietly. Just carry it. And put it right in the right spot. And the guy thinks I'm driving, but it was the angels carried him. I don't know how God did what God did. It's not for me to worry about that. As it is not for me to worry about how God will say to a valley of dry bones, "Ezekiel, prophesy. 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 Because I'm going to give breath to these dry bones. And they are going to live. They are going to go beyond the existence to living." As I said to you this morning, you can exist and not have life. These chairs exist because they are here. I can feel it. It exists. This flower exists. This pulpit does exist. But does it have life? No. It takes God to give life. Life, so that you don't just exist, but you have life, and that more abundantly. Some say, "I have abundant life." Hallelujah. And so it was. But as a man of God prophesied, sinews came upon the dry bones, tendons. But before that, the Bible says there was a noise. Just like there was a noise on the day of Pentecost. And there was a shaking. And the tibia started moving. The ribs started moving. They're moving all over the place. That which was buried and weighed down shook itself out. And today, in the mighty name of Jesus, you are going to shake out of the place that they said you were supposed to remain. You are not going to remain that way anymore, because today, mighty name of Jesus Christ, you are going to shake out of that mess. You're going to shake out of that limitation. You're going to break out. You're going to break free. And you're going to locate bone after bone. You are not going to locate another person's bone, even though you are the same height. You see, because God does not plan for you to be taking rejection medication. Anti-rejection. You know, if they give you the wrong stuff, you have to take all kinds of medication because it does not match. It matches, but it does not match. Oh, but what God wants to do in your life is perfect. Did you hear what I said? Perfect. It is meant for you. Glory be to God. Declare with me, that which is not my portion shall not come into my life. I don't need any distractions. Get away from me. Go find what you locate and need to be located to. What must be located to me? That which belongs to me comes to me now in Jesus' mighty name. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. So there's a noise and a shaking, the Bible tells us. And the sinews, that which attaches, began to attach itself. And God began the first process of establishing the infrastructure, because without your bones, have the biggest muscles, you are still jelly. Amen? You've got to have structure. And I declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that the structure for Glory and Peace Church is being established now. Hear me, by the word of the Lord, that which belongs to this ministry is coming together, and that which does not belong is separated from us. In the mighty name of Jesus, I don't care how long you've been laying on me. If you're not a bone that belongs to me, you must move. Somebody say, operation, operation. God is uprooting what needs to be uprooted off of your life so that that which belongs should come. So that you can be everything God says you should be. Hallelujah. I have no problem helping you. But if you do not belong, we're not doing it. You know, that's what adultery is. There's a wife that belongs to you. And there's a husband that belongs to you. If you are not with that relationship, you've got an outside relationship. It's called extramarital affair. It's called adultery. That sounds like idolatry. Hello? I want what God has for me to locate me and me to locate that which belongs to me. Oh, I can see it. One bone jumping. And the thigh bone jumping. And the kick. Hip, boom. Ribs, boom. And God begins to make sure the tendons attach them properly. And now that they are attached properly, still a little bit shaky, muscles. What the Bible says, they were still dead. All that change, but still dead. Why? Because they need something more. What did they need? The Spirit, the Ruach. Man of God is told, prophesy to the four winds. So he began to prophesy, and the wind blew like it did on the day of Pentecost, the noise and the wind, and they were all filled. And he began to speak in a new tongue. And these men that were once running away, scared of the opposition, stood an exceeding great army and began to prophesy, talk about the things of God. And people from every tribe and tongue, from wherever they came, understood them in their own language. The grace of God is coming upon our lives so that no matter who you are talking to, they will understand by the Spirit what God is saying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They will understand and they will receive the word of God, and transformation is taking place right now. That which has limited us as individuals, as families, as a church, whatever the enemy has been generating to make certain that we don't accomplish what God says we should, today, by the authority of the word of God, I send the word of God as an evil-seeking missile to blow up everything that the enemy has put in place, to shatter and bring to naught everything that said we must stay dead and stay dry. Today, the life of God is coming upon the body of Christ, and we rise an exceeding great army, a testimony of the power of God, who says, I don't care what you say. You say dead, I say live. You say dead, I say live. You say dead, I say live. My family lives. My business lives. I don't care who it is that's trying to compete with me. I'm number one. The Spirit of God comes upon the people of God to do extraordinary things. I'm a partner with God, a child of the Most High God, and He's declared that I am more than a conqueror. For greater is He that is in me than he that's in the world. They received the Spirit of God. The Bible says faith comes by hearing. I declare that your capacity to hear right now be activated by the Holy Spirit. But what if God says something else? He says, be careful about what you hear and how you hear. Because what you hear determines how you're going to live. And today, in the name of Jesus, I pray that as we get anointed today, that we will receive not only the ability to live life to the full, but that we will today, in the name of Jesus Christ, receive with that the spirit of discernment, the ability to separate what must be separated out of our lives and not listen to garbage and the seducing spirits of darkness that try to seduce people into error. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. You will not be seduced by the lies of the enemy that speaks condemnation into your life and tells you that you are nothing. This day, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ comes against every lie of the enemy that has attacked your mind. I declare this day, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God's power is available to you. Take a hold of it and shatter every lie of the enemy that has declared you unworthy. God declares you worthy, and you are empowered to succeed in the name of Jesus Christ. The devil is such a bad devil. He wants to mess with you, mess with your mind, and tell you it is not possible for you to live. And after you come all the way and you have the flesh and you have the skin on the flesh and all of that, he says, didn't I tell you? You will not live. You will only exist. You look better now, but you are not going to live. And today I announce to the devil and all his cohorts, this is not where it stops, because the faith of God is coming inside of me, and I live by the faith of God, the God who has justified me. Oh, Kia La Bosha, the God who has what? Justified me. How did he justify me? He brought my bone to my bone and he put me back together. He has justified me, and his faith is alive in me. Therefore, I live. Amen. Do you receive that? Yes. Or do you want to believe all the lies of the enemy and live by sight and not by the faith of the Son of God, who loved you and gave himself for you? Why did he give himself for us? So that we can become everything that we are meant to be. Bible says, the Lord said to Ezekiel, prophesy to the four winds. And the Bible actually says, uses the word slain, that they had been slain. Prophesy to the slain that they may live. That means at one time you were alive. You cannot be slain if you were not once alive. What I'm saying to you by the Spirit of God is this. Yes, it may seem like you went backwards. You were once walking, running, moving, and doing warfare, and now you're back down until all the flesh fell off of you and you went all the way back. See, when the Bible says, listen, let's go to verse 1 and hear the word of God. Verse 1 says, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was what? Full of what? Bones. It didn't even say it was dry. It was just full of bones. But when he came there, the Bible says, I believe in the next verse, it says, and caused me to pass by them round about. He walked around it, just like they marched around the walls of Jericho. When God is ready, he first gets you to go around. Go around. So he went around. He says, and behold, there were very many in the open valley. That's the multitude. Wow. There were very many, and they're going around. But there were many, and they were still dead. God first takes you around what he wants you to resurrect. Goes round about. He says, and lo, they were very dry. They were very dry. Looks bad, eh? Yeah, I see that. Why did you bring me here? I brought you here because I want these dry bones to live. I'm going to breathe upon these dry bones and they're going to live. That's why I brought you here. Okay, so you brought me here. You put me in the midst of it. So if you want them to live, why did you make me walk around this whole place? Because you see, God wants you to get it all. Hallelujah. God wants you to what? Get it all. Not one in this valley is going to remain the same way you saw them. Life is going to come into them. Winnipeg! Hear the word of the Lord. Yes. Winnipeg shall be saved. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We take this city. We take this country. We take this continent. We take this world. Father, in the name of Jesus, how God does what God does is not for me to worry about. All God wants me to do is prophesy. Don't you speak out of your mouth what is. Speak out of your mouth what you want. From this ministry, there's going to be people that have global businesses. I don't know if you heard what I said. Amen. If it is not for you, it will not find you. But it's for you. You are coming in here to collect your parcel. There are going to be people in this house that are going to be doing business, and it's global. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, that's going to be impossible. Excuse me? In this age and time, God can do whatever he wants to do and can happen like that. I'm going to be doing business globally. You say, what kind of business? My father's business. Hallelujah. It's global. Glory be to God. There are people right now that may be listening in India, in Kenya, in Pakistan. That's global business. That's just to give you a sense. Oh, I can see it happen. But I'm not just talking about that. I'm talking about global, worldwide, doing business in high levels. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. So wind blew, and an exceeding great army was raised up. Jesus comes to Bethany. He's dead. Yeah, I know it. Take me to where his body is, he said. And they take him to where his body is. People are saying, This one that gave sight to the blind and healed, couldn't he have made certain that this man didn't die? But it's a remarkable statement that the Lord made to his disciples. He says, I'm glad that I was not there. Hallelujah. Say, I'm glad. Let me look at John 11. This and said he, and after that he said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. Then his disciples respond, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. He has sozo, he's whole. How did Jesus speak of his death? But they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest in sleep. 15. Then said Jesus unto them. He said, 15. He says, I am glad. Watch this now. Read it with me. I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent ye may what? Believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, purpose, to the intent that ye may believe. All these things that are happening is to bring you to the place where you get to believe. Why? Because they that believe, nothing shall be impossible to them. All the things that have been happening in your life leading to this moment is to bring you to a place where you believe. So all God wants to bring you to a place of believing. Hallelujah. What does that word believing sound like? It sounds like believing. The word belief sounds like believe. B-E-L-I-V-E. Hello? Pistol. It sounds like a pistol. That's the Greek word. God says, I want you to be supercharged. Hallelujah. Someone say, I am supercharged by the Spirit of God. I know no impossibilities. My God is a God of possibilities. So I'm glad I wasn't there so you can get to believe. Verse 35, he's there and they gripe in, and the Bible says Jesus wept. And this is the next statement. Then said the Jews, behold, how he loved him. Oh, he loved him. Oh, look at that, he's weeping. Oh. Verse 37. Some of them said, could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died? Oh, how he loved him. And this is yo-yo living. You understand? And yo-yo living is not for us. We don't speak from the two sides of our mouths, faith and unbelief. Positive words and negative words. Jesus therefore again groaning. Notice that word. Jesus therefore again what?
Groaning.
Jesus therefore again what? Groaning. Mm-hmm. Is it because he doesn't know what to do? Groaning in himself, coming to the grave. The Bible tells us that there is a spirit that will help us to pray with groanings. We don't have the words. We don't know what to say, how to say it, but there's a spirit who knows the mind of God that will be able to connect us bone to bone. Spirit to spirit. I don't know how to pray or what to say. God says, just say, let there be life. Live again. It was a cave. And a stone lay upon it. It was a what? A cave. It was a cave. Natural or unnatural, it was a cave. And a stone laid upon that cave blocked the entrance. And what does the Lord say? He said, watch this. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. And today I want to say to you, say to me, say to us, take away the stone. That thing that got you to come to the place where you said, well, I guess it is done, it is finished, dead, buried. And we're going to come and collect these bones and put it inside this little box here, because that's how they did it. They put you inside there until all the flesh fell off, and then they come and collect your bones. Nobody's coming to collect your bones. I don't know if you heard what I said. I said nobody's coming to collect your bones. Ask me why. Because you are going to live. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he had been dead 4 days. Next verse. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldst believe, thou shouldst see the glory of God? I allowed you to get this bad, so that when I do it, you know this is the doing of the Lord, and it is marvelous in our sight. Glory be to God. Extraordinary things have been established for you before the foundations of the earth. The Lord sees you, and he's working great works on your behalf, and no devil in hell is going to stop you, child of the living God. You are unstoppable. And I declare that the corruption that the enemy wants to bring around you shall not attach itself in any way, shape, or form. For this day, in the name of Jesus Christ, the grace to be discerning is released into your spirit, and you will separate the junk from that which must be treasured. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hear this. When the Lord is saying something to one, he's saying it to all. What did Mama teach us many years ago? Me too. Me too. You got that. We are saints. We are not envious of other people. Praise God. And they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast what? Heard me. He didn't say, Father, I thank you for you are going to hear me. He said, you've already heard me. We finished this. We've settled it. It's done already. Hallelujah. It is what? Done already. You've heard me already. He says, but the reason I'm talking to you right now publicly before all these people is because of them. He says, and I knew that thou hearest me always. I've always known that you hear me always. There's not a time you have not heard me. But because of the people we stand by, child of God, we are not going to be standbys. Amen? No more standing by. Glory be to God. Say, I am not a standby. Now, you can be a standby because people put you as a standby. You're on a waiting list. Or you can be a standby by... let me see what will happen. That's not your portion. But because of the people we stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. What was the it that he said? Go back to 41 and you'll hear what he said. Father, I thank thee that thou hast what? Heard me. It is done. I said it publicly for them to hear because they're about to see what I see. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that our eyes be open to see what God sees. Penetrate through the darkness. Penetrate through all that this wizard of Oz is doing. Go behind that curtain and find out. So you are the one who's been doing all this nonsense. Get out of here. Find something in your hand. Anything that you can hold. And go like this. Get out of here. Hallelujah. Out. If you don't have anything, do this. Get out of here. Praise the Lord. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. I don't care where Lazarus was. I don't care who was holding Lazarus down. The dead man heard. Hallelujah. I said, the dead man heard. I said, the dead man what? Heard. That which was existing, heard. He was existing, he was a dead existence. But he heard. Just like fig trees were arguing, and Jesus says, shut down, you no more. This one heard and was not arguing. Says, I hear the voice of my friend calling. I hear the voice of the one who loves me calling. And today I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that you will hear the voice of the God who loves you with an everlasting love. He's calling you out of your death place. Lazarus came forth. And he that was dead came forth. But he was bound hand and foot with grave clothes. When you bound hand and foot with grave clothes, it means there's still some limitation. Just like those dead, dry skeletons that became full bodies. They were all alive, positioned to live, but dead. You know the amazing thing? The one thing that will keep you from stepping into the victory that God has ordained for you is something called shame. You know what that is? Shame. Soldiers. But guess what? They were all nude. They were all naked. Dead bodies. Nude. Because you see, when man sinned, he became nude. He did not recognize it until he recognized his sin. The Bible says that which is born of God cannot sin. Here, declare it. The seed of God in me is incorruptible. It cannot be corrupted. Therefore, I cannot be corrupted. When you refuse the corruption of the enemy, you don't see yourself nude. You see yourself clothed with the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, but not with grave clothes. Not with grave clothes. Grave clothes keep you in the place of defeat. It reminds you of your death and stops you from living in the fullness of life because you always are thinking, I'm supposed to be dead. I'm supposed to be dead. What am I doing here alive? Maybe I'm not alive. Maybe I'm a ghost. No, you're not a ghost. You're for real. So he said to them, loose him and let him, what? Go. Rise with me. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that you are loose from every limitation by the authority of the Word of God. Your face shall not be bound with any napkin. You shall not be blind. You shall see clearly. In the mighty name of Jesus, I say by the authority of the Word of God, see! Everything that limits your hands, limits your feet, this day by the authority of the Word of God is removed from you. You are loose from everything that's bound you. Those bandages are for the dead. They are not for the living. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare this day that that which belongs to the dead, stay with the dead. But you are not, you don't have any portion with that death. You have a portion with the living. For God is not a God of the dead, is a God of the living. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some say, I'm alive. I have a God. My God is a God of the living. Therefore, I know I'm alive because my God is a God of the living. I cannot die. I have the resurrection life of Jesus Christ. That same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. It quickens your mortal bodies. Hallelujah. It's 2020. Open this oil. Glory be to God. And anoint your eyes. Anoint your eyes. And say, I have God's vision. Supernatural eyesight. Supernatural eyesight. Supernatural eyesight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anoint your head and declare, I have the mind of Christ. I have the mind of Christ. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. You are equipped to succeed in every area of your life by the authority of the Word of God. Those of you at home listening right now, I know you did not have too much warning other than the fact that I stated that we're going to have an anointing. But I pray that you understand that God is a spirit. And even though there might not be any oil around you, there is an oil that comes from God. This is just a symbolic statement. But right now, there's an oil that God is pouring on your life. Hallelujah. God's oil is pouring on every life here, right this very moment. God is pouring the oil of His anointing upon your life, and this oil is eradicating everything that is contrary to your well-being. In the mighty name of Jesus, take of this and anoint your mouth. Glory be to God. The anointing of God allows you to speak with authority the word of the living God, and you are living a fulfilled life in the mighty name of Jesus. You will prophesy into your situations and see them turn around by the authority of the word of God. You must never speak death into your life, only life. But everything that does not and must not be attached to your life, that stands in the way of what God wants for you, it must die to its roots. Anything that will not bring to you that which God has assigned for it to bring to your life dies to its roots. Why? So that every other thing around will learn, I better do what I am told to do. Glory be to God. Say in the authority of the name of Jesus Christ. Four winds, breathe on me now. I must live to dignify, to glorify, to magnify the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I know for some it might be hard to get to your feet, but try your best. If you can't get to your feet, get to your knees. Get somewhere. Amen. You can do it any which way. You can sit down and do it. You can stand where, whatever you need to do. Just anoint your feet. Glory be to God. Praise God. You will be able to stand by the authority of the Word of God. You'll be able to run. You're going to be able to leap over walls, over troops, over everything that the enemy put in the way. We don't care what the enemy puts in the way. The fact is, it doesn't matter. Amen? It doesn't matter. Glory be to God. They got the lion's den ready. It did not matter. They got the fiery furnace and heated it up 7 times hotter. It didn't matter. It doesn't matter what man plans or says he's going to do. It doesn't matter. Because I live in Christ. I live in Him, and He is in the Father, and I am sealed by the Holy Ghost. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. For this is the day that the Lord God has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Hallelujah. Now anoint your hands. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And declare, these hands are anointed. These hands are prosperous hands. These hands will receive all that my Heavenly Father has for me. With these hands, I will receive the treasures of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. 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 Do you receive it? Yes. Then shout hallelujah 7 times. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. God is good. Amen. Receive everything God has for you today. I told you this morning, mark this day, because this day you birth into your new life. Amen. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus. And be transformed by the renewal of your minds. God is your defense. Hallelujah. I said, God is your defense. Say with me, God is my defense. You know how God defends you? 3 things. Number one is with His glory. Say with me, the glory of God is upon my life. Second thing is wisdom. Amen? Say with me, I have the wisdom of God operating through me in Jesus' name. Third thing, you ready for this? Is money. Money. Glory be to God. Say with me, I have money. Glory be to God. Receive it. Receive it. Let money run after you. Hallelujah. Let wisdom run after you. Hallelujah. Let the glory of God run after you and carry you. In the mighty name of Jesus, let all that God uses to defend his people be your heritage this day. I decree it so. And all of God's people together in agreement said, yes and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.